The Constant Farmer's Son. There was a rich man's daughter in London. She did well. She was modest, fair, and handsome, and was called the village belle. She was admired by lords and squires, but all their hopes were vain. But there was a farmer's boy poor Mary's heart did gain. Long time this couple courted, and had named their wedding day. Her parents, they consented, but her brothers, they said nay. There is a lord who pledged his word, and him she shall not shun. For we'll betray, and then we'll slay this constant farmer's son. A fair was held not far away. Her brothers went straightway and asked young William's company with them to spend the day. But when returning home that night, they swore his life was done, and with a stake the life did take of the constant farmer's son. These villains then returned home, my sister dear did say. Don't think no more of your false love, but let him go his way. For it is true, in love he flew, with another girl had run. Therefore we came to tell the same of your constant farmer's son. Poor Mary, on her bed at dawn, she dreamed an awful dream. She dreamed she saw his body lying down by a crystal stream. She then arose, put on her clothes, and for to seek her love. And dead and cold she did behold her constant farmer's son. The tears they were upon her cheeks, all mingled with his gore. She shrieked in pain to ease her shame, and kissed him 10 times o'er. She picked green leaves from off the trees to shield him from the sun. Then a night and day she passed away by her constant farmer's son. But hunger came a-creeping o'er, poor thing, she cried with woe. And for to find his murderers, she straightway home did go, saying, parents dear, you soon shall hear of a dreadful deed that's done. For in yonder vale lies dead and pale my constant farmer's son. Up stepped her eldest brother then, saying, sister, it was not me. Likewise then swore the youngest, and he swore most bitterly. Says Mary, do not turn so red, nor try the law to shun. For you've done the deed, and you shall bleed for my constant farmer's son. The villains then did own their guilt, and for the same did die. Poor Mary fell in deep despair, and she always mourned and cried. Her parents, they did fade away, for their link with life was done. Poor Mary cried, and then she died for her constant farmer's son.